VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Israeli Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman has resigned in protest over the Egyptian-brokered ceasefire between Israel and the Palestinian militant group Hamas. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Lieberman's resignation significantly weakens Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's ruling coalition government and could bring about an early Israeli election. The defense minister says the ceasefire reached with Gaza's Hamas rulers is a surrender to terrorism. He's demanded a far stronger Israeli response to the most intense round of rocket fire against Israel since a 50-day war in 2014. Lieberman's resignation will go into effect in 48 hours. Netanyahu will take over on an interim basis.
The American Vice President Mike Pence took a hard line Wednesday with Aung San Suu Kyi, the de facto leader of Myanmar. He told her that there is no excuse for the tragedy of the Rohingya Muslims. He spoke to her at the ASEAN conference in Singapore on Wednesday.
This is a tragedy that has touched the hearts of millions of Americans. The violence and persecution by military and vigilantes that resulted in driving 700,000 Rohingya to Bangladesh is without excuse. The arrest and jailing of two journalists last fall was deeply troubling to millions of Americans, and I look forward to speaking with you about the premium that we place on a free and independent press.
Diplomatic efforts are underway to bring an end to the fighting for control of Yemen's Red Sea port city of Hodeidah. The city has been under attack by a Saudi-led pro-government coalition battling Houthi rebel defenders. This is VOA News. The United Nations warned Wednesday that days of heavy fighting in parts of central eastern Afghanistan has worsened humanitarian conditions, and it urged warring parties to ensure safe passage for civilians who are trying to leave the affected districts. Scores of Afghan security forces and insurgent fighters have been killed, and the conflict has escalated since Saturday, with intensified ground operations and airstrikes by pro-government forces. Afghan security forces have suffered heavy casualties in recent months, and they continue to face increasingly deadly battlefield attacks from the Taliban. The UN Security Council voted unanimously Wednesday to lift sanctions against Eritrea after nearly a decade. The targeted sanctions had been in effect since December 2009. They blocked arms sales to and from Eritrea. They placed travel restrictions on senior government and military officials, and they froze the assets of Eritreans found to support armed opposition groups. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis traveled to Texas Wednesday to see the thousands of troops ordered to the border by President Trump. Associated Press correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Critics call it a political stunt, but as he traveled to South Texas, the Pentagon chief said the deployment of some 5,800 troops for the border mission represents good training for future missions.
It's actually, I believe, so far, improving our readiness for deployment.
At a camp in Donna, Texas, Mattis and Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen met with some of the troops.
The eyes of the world right now, and certainly of all the Americans, are on you.
Mattis earlier said all the troops will have accomplished what Nielsen's department asked of them within 10 days, but noted they will likely get more tasks, and he won't say when the mission might end, nor how much it will cost.
The troops assigned to help with the border security tasks are legally prohibited from engaging in domestic law enforcement, such as arresting migrants who are crossing the border. A congressional advisory panel says the purchase of internet-linked devices manufactured in China leaves the United States vulnerable to security breaches that could put critical infrastructure at risk. The U.S.-China Economic and Security Review Commission issued the warning Wednesday in a report that focused on the increasing use of the internet in household appliances. The report said China's push to dominate the so-called Internet of Things creates enormous privacy and security risks to the United States. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.